This was exactly the way we solved the aperture problem, right, for diffraction. So the difference here is instead of having an aperture over which we're going to integrate over the aperture, we simply have a point charge who's producing the spherical wave. So we don't need an aperture function, we just need to know something about our point charge. Okay, so our Green's functions, del prime squared g tilde of r vector prime r vector plus k squared g tilde of r vector prime r vector is equal to minus delta of r vector prime minus r vector, I've written an r naught for some reason, r naught. Okay. All right, so that's our Green's function. We place Green's function into our Helmholtz equation. I will define a capital R as r naught minus r vector prime, and my solution, Green's function solution to this Helmholtz equation is g tilde is equal to 1 over 4 pi capital R e to the plus minus I k capital R. So once again, if we were solving Green's functions for statics, we wouldn't have this term. This term is my spherical wave term. We'd only have the 1 over capital R term. When we go and solve it for dynamics, then we add in the spherical wave term. We're going to ignore the incoming wave.